at a news conference with Irish Prime Minister Brian Cohen, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso dismissed chances the 27 European Union leaders gathered in Brussels will reach any kind of quick solution to the crisis facing the bloc after Ireland's rejection of the Lisbon Treaty.
We agreed that the decision of the Irish people must be respected. We equally agreed that the right of other member states to reach their own position on the treaty should also be respected. At this evening's dinner of the European Council, the Taoiseach will share his analysis of the results of the referendum. I fully agree with his view that the vote was not against Europe.
19 European Union countries have approved the treaty, with the British Parliament giving it the green light Wednesday. Ireland, with a population that constitutes less than 0.2% of the entire EU population, is the only member holding a referendum on the treaty and the only country to have rejected it to date. A number of member states are pushing for the other EU countries to vote on the treaty. That may increase pressure for Ireland to hold another referendum on the document, although Irish voters could vote no once again. Barroso told reporters he expected more discussion on the future of the European Union and its treaty at another summit this October. Prime Minister Cohen said Ireland would begin talks with fellow EU members, agreeing that a quick fix during this summit was not in the cards.
It is far too early yet for anyone to put forward proposals. I fully accept that we will need to work intensively in the coming months to identify what possible solutions may be available to us.
Ireland's rejection of the treaty is particularly a blow for France, which takes over the rotating EU presidency next month. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has a number of ambitious plans, including a new European-Mediterranean partnership and aligning the bloc more closely in matters of immigration, defense, and taxes. Those plans may now face a setback. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.